As New South Wales and Victoria reveal their roadmaps out of lockdown, regular flights between the two states could resume as early as November, and international travel could be back and running by Christmas. Imagine that. But the logistics of restarting the airline industry are enormous. I think we can imagine that too. Some major airlines like Qantas have updated their flying schedule, but others are still concerned about the lack of clarity around how this reopening will work. Jen Leake reports.
It's been over 18 months since Captain Murray Butt flew an A380. Since being stood down from his job at Qantas, he's been driving buses in Sydney.
Operating large vehicles in streets that are not really designed for them has been an education, particularly when you're doing charters to places that you've never been before, operating school excursions, so you've got the responsibility of making sure that your passengers are all safe. That's been a bit of a challenge. Certainly do have a greater appreciation for people that operate large heavy vehicles around the streets of a big city like Sydney.
Murray is also the president of the Australian and International Pilots Association. He says the plans from Qantas to start flying selected international routes from mid-December are encouraging, but there's still a lot of work that needs to be done.
It's a huge infrastructure that's behind airlines, and people don't sort of realise just how much goes on just to get an aircraft into the air. Training of pilots and having them licensed and having all their medicals and all the different courses that are required before they're able to actually go out and operate on the line.
The federal government says it's confident our international border will reopen before Christmas, and systems for vaccine passports and home quarantine are being worked on. But Geoffrey Thomas from AirlineRatings.com isn't convinced everything will be ready in time.
I don't believe the Australian government is really across the logistics behind all of this. I think they feel they can snap their fingers and everything will be fine. Well, it's simply not going to be. And their track record with the vaccination rollout has been a shambles. And I fear that the rollout of all the things we require to make seamless travel is looking at the moment going to be going the same way.
He also says international travel will look nothing like it did before COVID, and potential passengers are probably underestimating just how different it will be.
Well, one of the things that, depending on where you go, but generally speaking, you're going to have a COVID test, a PCR test before you leave. You're going to have to have one on arrival, probably at day two, probably at day six, when you arrive at your destination, depending on where you're going. Each one of those tests costs approximately $150. So there's a serious outlay in COVID testing. That's as it is at the moment, and I don't see that changing. You've also got to have a vaccine passport with your vaccination certificate, your COVID test certificate. Now, that is not in place yet. And, you know, a lot of things have to happen before all of that comes together.
Putting the logistics of vaccine passports, testing and quarantine to one side, the other challenge facing all parts of the industry is the amount of experience lost through people resigning or taking redundancies. Terry O'Toole is a former flight attendant and now heads up the union.
For Qantas, we lost over, I think, just on 1,000 cabin crew from our international ranks, which is a significant reduction in experience. They really should be moving now on recruitment, getting ready, getting people ready that want to come into the industry.
And it's much the same with pilots. Here's Captain Murray Butt from Qantas.
Yeah, we've lost a lot of experience and some of it may never return. You know, people can only wait so long to get on with their lives, and some have moved on. Some have found other industries that they're comfortable within. There was a large series of redundancies, voluntary redundancies, that took place in airlines. They've downsized, and quite often they're the people that are had the most experience that have left the industry.
When airlines start announcing new routes, air traffic controllers need to be ready to handle the increase in traffic. Like pilots, they keep their skills up through simulator training. But many new controllers have never experienced busy conditions. Tom McRobert is an air traffic controller and president of Civil Air, the union for controllers in Australia.
I think there would be a little bit of apprehension for the less experienced controllers, especially ones that have done their training in the last 2 years, where they haven't seen busy traffic, so there is that little bit of I hope I'm fully equipped to deal with it. And that's where we have to use our experience and our supervision to make sure that we come out of it and support them through it.
Here's Geoffrey Thomas again from airlineratings.com.
There's a big issue around bringing aeroplanes back from being cocooned. I mean, for instance, an A380 being brought back from the desert, so to speak, you're looking at about 1,000 man hours to bring that back. A smaller aeroplane like a 737 or an A320, you're looking at probably 300 or 400 hours of maintenance work that's required. And the other issue is the recertification and validation of your pilots. Qantas, I know, has a very comprehensive one-week course for pilots to be brought back, including a day relating to mental health, for instance. Now, you know, they're at the forefront of technical excellence. Other airlines around the world, I don't think will do it as thoroughly as, say, Qantas does, or Singapore Airlines, or Qatar Airways. Those sorts of people are really, really top notch when it comes to those sorts of things. But, you know, when we get to some of the far corners of the world, in some countries, I don't think the processes will be there.
That's the aviation commentator, Geoffrey Thomas, ending that report from Jennifer Leake.